Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
Noble lines. We didn't come from kingly or queenly lines. Here we are, and we work a what would seem to be a normal job, and we wake up, and we've got a good marriage, and we're raising great kids. But when we look at David's life compared to ours, we don't think that we measure up. But I want to encourage you, you've got to change the way you think. Because if God has called you in 2022, it's not a fact of are you a giant, it's he's demanding every one of us become giant killers. And if not today, tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, next year, if you are going to do anything big for God, understand that between you and your God-given dream, vision, destiny, goal, there is going to be at least one Goliath, if not a Goliath, around every corner. And so there are certain requirements for every believer's resume. We're going to talk about building the believer's resume. Your resume, believer, in the room and online tonight should look different this time next year than it does today. You should be stronger, smarter, more anointed. You should have another notch on your belt of another victory. You should have another head of another giant or Goliath on your mantle. You should have another bear skin or lion skin. You should have another testimony. Not that you're having to reach all the way back to 1992. But you're able to point to 1992, but you can also say, look at what the Lord has done this month. Look at what the Lord has done this year. I shared the testimony, I believe it was on Sunday, might have been last Wednesday night, when Sister Amanda Ruetta was telling us of her family member, 4 years old, and they ran four different scans on him last week, and after they said he had cancer, they had to reverse that diagnosis and say he is cancer-free. I'm not talking about something that happened in 1983, 84 in the old building. I'm not talking about what God did at a conference. I'm talking about some people at Living Way got together to pray and said, hey, listen, I know it's just a normal, seemingly Sunday or Wednesday in July, but I'm a giant killer. And if a giant called cancer comes up, I've got a rock for that. If something else comes up, I've got a stone for that. I've come to wake up the giant killers in the room today and tell you, you don't have to leave that job for someone else. If you are a believer, then God has called you to greatness. God has called you to do amazing things. So building your resume, becoming more and more like Jesus and what God has called you to be. Number three thing in this series is how to transition from shepherd to soldier. He starts off as a shepherd and ends up as one of the greatest military leaders and minds, not of that generation, but ever. Not because he was 6'6" and full of muscles. Not because he comes from a fighting family, but because when God called him, God anointed him. And David said, wherever you take me, God, I'm going to keep fighting. Whatever you put in front of me, I'm going to keep winning. So how to transition from shepherd to soldier. And then we're going to make sure that the person matches the paper. There's a lot of people who lie on their resume. Don't lie on your resume, because you will be found out. Because this is what lie, and I don't want to get too far ahead because this is towards the end of this series. But what happens when you lie on your resume, you are hired to do that job. And if you lie and tell the person hiring you, I can do this job, guess what they're going to require of you? To do that job. Not to just do that job, but to do it bigger and better than it's ever been done. And so you better make sure that when you say, this is my resume, that the person standing there matches what is on the paper. Meaning this, you don't have to embellish your testimony. Your testimony is good just like it is. You don't have to add things to the equation. It's amazing to me how many people, the lore and the story and the myth of who they used to be grows. Listen, before we can even talk about the drug addiction and all of those things and how you were married seven times and how you used to be this and you used to be that, can I just tell you that before any of that happened, you were born in sin, shaping in iniquity, and you could not get to heaven. But when Jesus showed up, boom, now you've got your way. When you said yes to God, everything changed. And so you better make sure that the person we see matches the resume on the paper that we hand. We were created, write this down if you're taking notes, we were created to win, conquer, and be victorious. That's what we were created to be. You say, where does it say that in the Bible? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. That means let them win. Let them be the dominant creation. Come on, somebody. Let them be the dominant creation. You are. That means you are bigger and stronger than anything that's in your body. You are the body. Praise God. That was a good place to say amen. You were purchased with a price. The blood of Jesus Christ bought you, bought me, made a way for us to stand as the righteousness before God. And here we are. I'm here to tell you, your light bill is no match for a God that would spend blood for you. Your kid's tuition is no match for a God that paid the price with his blood. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Come on, all the fishermen say amen. Over the fowl of the air, somebody, all the hunters say amen. And over the cattle and all the farmers say amen. And here we go, and over all the earth. Mario said it like this. He said that the earth belongs to God and the fullness thereof. When you said yes to Jesus, when you said yes to the blood, when you said yes to Jesus as the only way to get to heaven, he is the way, the truth, the life, he is the door, he is the bread, he is the friend that sticks closer than a brother, he is the rose of Sharon, he is the great physician. All of, when you said yes to that, you put back on deity that Adam and Eve took off. Not only do you put Jesus back on, but Jesus said, better than that, I want to be on you, but I also want to be living inside of you. And so Romans tells us that greater is the Spirit, that we will do greater things, but the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that's Romans, now dwells in us. I am here to tell you, if it is on this earth, it should be under your feet. If it is on this earth, it should not be a problem. Why? We are giant killers. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So we look like God. Romans 8 verse 37, nay, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I pulled one scripture from the Old Testament to show you that our creative purpose was that of dominion. Not so that we could lord over someone, not so that we could manipulate things, but we look like God. We've been given the Spirit of God. We are the children of God. Jesus is our elder brother. We are heirs of not only the gift of salvation, but all the benefits that come with salvation. So I want to encourage you today, if you are excited about going to heaven, which you should be, let's just take a 15-second praise break and thank God that you're not who you used to be. You're not going to split hell wide open, but I'm going to split heaven wide open. Praise God for his saving grace. But I also want to encourage you that there's a lot of benefits that came with that salvation. You don't have to stay sick. You don't have to stay broke. You don't have to stay confused. You don't have to stay depressed. You don't have to stay suicidal. You don't have to stay distant. You don't have to, all of those things don't have to be a part. If you choose that, you choose that. But I'm not miserable going to heaven. I'm excited about my destination, but I'm excited about today. Well, don't you see what's going on overseas? Oh, I know what's going on overseas, but do you know what's going on in Living Way and at San Antonio? Because that's more important than me than what's going on overseas. Why? I'll pray about that, but this is where I live. This is where I move. This is where I have my being. And that is what God has called and created us to be. We are more than conquerors. Man, it's easy to preach this when nothing's wrong. More than conquerors. What happens when the doctor calls you in September? More than a conqueror. What happens in 2023 when this happens in our world? More than conquerors. No, he said, in all of these things, he's correcting somebody that said something different. He said, nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. He does not, he is purposely ambiguous in what he's saying. He said, I don't have to break it down to two or three things. He said, in all of these things. If you've got a need in your life, just raise your hand right now. I don't need you to tell me your need, but your need falls under the umbrella of all of these things. You and I are more than conquerors. So what is your resume? A resume defined as a written account of qualifications. Somebody say qualifications. And experience that has prepared you for a job, for a task. I would go beyond Webster's definition here, and I would say that it's qualifications and experience that prepare you for a job, a task, but can I say a calling and a season? And see, some of you just let your countenance fail because you don't think you're qualified. I've got good news for you. God called a lot of people that were unqualified. God called a lot of people who did not have the qualifications to meet the criteria that God was looking for. But God was not looking for the qualified. He was looking for somebody that would say, yes, I'm willing to be what you need me to be. I'm willing to say what you want me to say. And God, I'm willing to do what you want me to do. Can I encourage everyone in the room today to quit looking at what you don't have? Quit looking at your lack of qualifications. Quit looking at yourself saying, God could never use me. I encourage you, go to Hebrews 11. God used a prostitute. God used people who doubted him. God used people who lied about him. God used all of those people, and guess what? He still uses unqualified people today, and some of the most unqualified people I know are the greatest giant killers this generation has yet to see, and I'm here to tell somebody today, you can go from unqualified to giant killer in a matter of moments. In a matter of moments. Your written account of qualifications and experience that has prepared you for a job. That's why your testimony becomes important. This is something that we don't talk about a lot. We always talk about write the vision, make it plain so that those that run can see it. Write the vision, make it plain so that you can see it, so that it's in your face every day. I encourage you, write down the vision. Put it on a post-it note. Put it on the bathroom mirror. Put it in your car. Put it on the refrigerator. Put it on as the lock screen on your phone so you see that vision all the time. But can I tell you something we never talk about? Write down your testimony. Don't just talk about what God is going to do. Talk about what God has already done. Because what God has already done is going to give us, amen, faith for what he is going to do. Oh, I remember how I used to be. And look what God did there. Look what God did there. And I forgot I almost fell there, but he kept me there. Oh, there was a report over here that changed. And I remember when she walked out of my life, but she walked into my life. And you look back and when you write that down, not only does it give you faith, but at the end of your life, those words live on. Your testimony starts blessing someone else. What God has done, your resume starts blessing someone else. I want to encourage you today to write down everything that God has done for you. You start writing down all the big moments of your life that God has done for you. It's going to put so much faith in your life. I can't wait till tomorrow when you show up at your job. There's not going to be a demon within 25 miles of your office. Why? Because you wrote down and reminded yourself, this is what God has done in my life. This is what God has promised in my life. And I've got the qualifications now because of him to get the job done. Somebody say amen. Qualifications defined as two things, a quality or an accomplishment. A quality or an accomplishment. Can I just be the first to say that David didn't have a lot of qualities as that young man that he would need as a military fighter? It's almost the exact opposite. He's caring for sheep and he's on the defensive as a shepherd, but when he moves into the role as a military leader and he moves into the role even as David, the giant killer, he is now on the offensive. We read it when we started this message tonight that he was running toward the battle line. But your qualities don't really matter. When you got saved, you took on the qualities of the Father. See, we throw words around like Christian too much. Christian means that we are Christ-like. It means when we open up our mouth, we speak, we say, we sound like Christ. It means our walk and who we are Monday to Saturday, not just Sunday, not just Wednesday night, but we walk like Jesus would walk. We do things that Jesus would do. And so when we talk about the qualifications, when we talk about your resume, it is not your qualities that really matter. It is the qualities that were made available to us when we said yes to Jesus. I want to encourage you today that God that saved you didn't just save you, but he gave his spirit so that his spirit could come and live inside of us. And his spirit makes us more like him. I was reminded, and I was reading Galatians this week, and I was reading some of the New Testament. Galatians is one of my favorite books in the whole Bible. And I just, there's phrases that I've heard for 40 years, and a lot of times I hear them, but I don't really hear them. One of those phrases, fruits of the spirit. I've heard it all my life. I heard it in VBS. I heard it in Sunday school. I heard it in youth. I heard fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit. And we would recite those. We made up songs to them and peace and joy and long-suffering, all of these things. But then God just paused me and said, Brandon, those are fruits of those that have the Spirit. So then I had to take a step back and say, well, do I have all of those? Because I say I have the Spirit. That's why, church, it's more than you speaking in tongues on a Wednesday night. Do you have peace on a Thursday? Come on, somebody. Do you have joy on a Friday? And when we start talking about love, do you really have love? Or do you just love the ones that are easy to love? We have fruits of the Spirit, meaning if I claim to have the Spirit of God, these are the fruits that are going to be evident in my life. And guess what? I didn't create those fruits. I can't get those fruits. It comes straight from the Spirit of God. Therefore, it is not my qualities that God is looking for when he's looking for a giant killer and he's looking for the next David. This is what he's saying. Can I use your body to put my fruit? Can I use your body to put my spirit? Can I use your hands to plow? Can I use your mouth to speak? Can I use your feet to carry the mission forward? It's not your qualities, it's his. Isn't that exciting? Means that all I've got to bring to the table is me. And some obedience and a yes. Saying, God, fill me up with your fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is going to keep you married. The fruit of the Spirit is going to help you raise amazing children. The fruit of the Spirit is going to keep you serving when people treat you bad, look at you cross-eyed, talk behind your back. The fruit of the Spirit. You say, I can never do that. I just don't have those qualifications or those qualities. I can never work with children because I feel this way. Yeah, you can never work with children. But Jesus said, hey, don't hinder them. Let them come to me. So if God calls you to children's ministry, it's not going to be against your will. All he's looking for is a yes. And when you say yes, he puts the love for the children in you. And now the same you that 6 years ago said, I can't stand children, you're leading VBS, you're teaching Sunday school, you're helping with the kid. I'm here to tell you, you've got to get rid of the mentality that's not me, that's not my personality. It isn't your personality. It's not you. But when you said yes to Jesus, you said yes to his Spirit and everything that comes with it, to his qualifications, to his qualities. Remember this, and I'm almost out of time. Remember that God doesn't call the qualified. God qualifies the called. God is not looking for ability. God is looking for availability. God is simply looking for a yes. God is simply looking for someone to step out of the crowd and say, I know there's bigger, stronger, better looking, more anointed, more intelligent. I know that there's some people that were raised in church and I just showed up and got saved 62 days ago. I've only been sober for 83 days, but I've got a yes, God. That is all God is looking for. God is not looking at your pedigree. God is not looking at who you came from. God is looking right here, right now. Do you have a yes? And are you willing to host what God is going to do through you and in you on this earth? David just showed up at the right time and he said, yes. Your yes will change things. Your yes will change things. Praise team, if you'll come. The second thing, a resume, it's qualifications, number one, the qualities you have, but then it is the experience that prepares you. That's why it's hard for a 16-year-old to get a good job. Actually, it's not now. Chick-fil-A pay you like $18.50 an hour now. I'm thinking about getting a part-time job over there. Get discounted chicken at $18 an hour. Are you kidding me? I can say my pleasure and smile. But it's hard for young people to get a job. Why? Because they have no resume. They don't have, even if they tell you they have qualities, they're unproven qualities. Come on, somebody. And they don't have enough experience. Oh, I worked my granddad's, his Rospa truck last summer. That's not enough experience. You filling cups of ice and putting some syrup on them, that doesn't translate into 40 cars at Chick-fil-A. And just because it's God's chicken don't mean it's God's people getting that chicken. I've seen some craziness at Chick-fil-A. So some of us, check this out, we discount ourselves because of our lack of experience. I used to not like to use the word experience in church because that word experience is too close and they share a lot of the similarities of experiment. And no one should ever experiment with God. We should make the choice, yes, yay, nay. Be all in on those decisions. But a lot of us have discounted ourselves because we don't have the necessary experience. We don't have that story. We look at somebody else who's been, man, you look at Living Way. We got some people in this room tonight. They've been here 40 years. And then maybe we have a first-time guest. You've been here 60 minutes. But you know, God is not looking at the 40 years and 60 minutes any different. He's looking at your heart. And guess what? It's not your experience. It's His. And He wants to have a moment with you tonight. Samuel, we won't get there tonight, but next week we'll get there. Samuel is lamenting over the loss of Saul. God has already moved on from Saul and He's looking for David. Some of us are next in line. And you don't even know that the old thing has been rejected and that God's eyes are straight and targeted on you tonight. David didn't know as he was leading the sheep that day that Saul had been rejected. David didn't know when he was guarding the sheep that night that Saul had already played out and God was looking for a new king. And David looked at himself and said, I'm only 16. God wasn't looking at age. So while I don't have any kings in my past, God wasn't looking at pedigree. And I'm here to tell somebody tonight, you thought God was looking at somebody else, and I'm telling you right now, God is looking right at you tonight, and He is wanting a one-word, three-letter answer, and that is yes. That is, I am available, God. If you want to do something big in my family, God, I'll be the one who does it. You can use me. If you want to do something to shift this generation, God, you can use me. I'm ready for it today. God, I'll take on your qualifications. God, you've got all this experience. God, use me. Use me. Stand on your feet. Building a resume starts very simply with yes. I'm available. I'm available. Here Chris stands. Been saved for 13, 14 years now, I believe. He's still building that resume. He's still saying, God, I don't want it to look in 2023 like it does in 2022. God, you've got another yes for me. God, you've got a yes that's even bigger than my yes was this time last year. God, I'm giving over more of my life to you, 100% of me, God, not holding anything back. If you're in this room tonight, I want to encourage you to move out of your seat if you're ready to give God a fresh yes. If you've got a giant facing you, maybe that giant is a pending divorce. Maybe that giant is an addiction. Maybe that giant is a prodigal son or daughter. Maybe that giant is religion. Maybe that giant is your past. Maybe that giant is depression. Well, I've come to tell you, you have the opportunity to be a giant killer and a giant slayer. Every giant is not a problem, it's an opportunity. David knew, looking at that Goliath, fast forward the story a little bit, he knew that Goliath was a launching pad to kingship. What if I told you that giant you've been avoiding will literally launch you to your destiny, will launch you to your purpose, will launch you to your creative reason for living, to your destiny? For those of you that are in this altar, I want to encourage you with this word today, that you might have walked in here timid. You might have walked in here shy. You might have walked in here as a shepherd. But God right now is transforming you into a soldier if you want it. And I know there's tears that are being cried, but listen, soldiers cry, that's all right. Your tears are not a sign of weakness. The Bible says God bottles those tears. They are special to God. David said he watered his couch with his tears. Tears are a sign that you're human. But I've got news for you, human. There is a spirit of God that wants to rest not only on you, but in you. It's a part of your resume. It's a part of being a giant slayer and a giant killer. I'm going to ask our prayer partners to get ready. I'm going to ask our pastoral team to get ready. You can go ahead and start laying hands. I won't feel bad. Go ahead and start laying hands on them. Go ahead and start prophesying. Go ahead and start declaring. Go ahead and start breaking strongholds. But I want to just encourage everybody in the room and online tonight, if you've never said yes to Jesus, this is your moment. If you've never said yes to Jesus, this is your moment. Man, I've gotten so much better in my life just shrugging off all the nastiness of this world. You know why I can do that so easy? Because I have a real relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus reminds me, hey, they hate you, remember they hated me first. Somebody comes at me, Jesus is like, hey, they're coming at you, they're really coming at me. They came at me first, but they hate you because you love me, because you worship me, because you serve me. Someone breaks in my truck, God's like, don't worry about it, I got you. I'm going to make this work for your favor. We're going to get you all. We're going to get all these things fixed. It's going to be good. Don't worry about it. So I just come home. Someone hacked my Facebook account. It's literally costing me thousands of dollars a day because I can't get in there to handle my horse business. And I've just been, man, he's like, I'm surprised you're handling this so well. You know why I'm handling it so well? Because I know God's got it all in control, that my yes to him, my yes to Jesus, my obedience to Jesus, my availability to Jesus, that's all that matters. God's going to fight those battles. He just needs me. He just needs my hands, needs my voice, needs my feet. Same with you in this room tonight. But if you've never said yes to Jesus, this is your moment. If you'd like to be baptized in water, this is your moment. I've been praying in the Holy Ghost this week. This is your moment to receive that gift. These Wednesday nights have been special for people to receive in this altar. This altar is open for you. Come receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come be healed tonight. Come be delivered tonight in Jesus' name. Let's pray.